Thank you for the new format that we can able to greet one another, you know, before the message. And also, thanks the Lord that we can use. Going to help us, you know, for those people up in the pulpit. And like a lot of time, Pastor Rim sat over there. He took notes, you know, and then for us up here, a lot of times that we do feel like, hey, you know, is rating us, ranking us, you know. And usually Dr. Riem is doing all those things, you know. I'm always taking in a class, pass or fail, you know, instead of ranking. So praise the Lord. And then I send him over to Coxford. He cannot rank. Okay, I schedule the preaching schedule. Okay. That's so much regarding Pastor Riem and the ministry here. And today we'll talk about the topic is called Like a Good Soldier of Christ Jesus. I also thanks the Lord in our midst. There's people serve in the military, so they have some background regarding the soldier, you know, how does a soldier work. And for the movie, you know, or in the U.S., Navy SEAL team, you know, is the best. You know, they always say, you know, SEAL Team 6, you know, they did a lot of things that the action, you know. And but if we look at the whole picture of the U.S. military, okay, not only Navy SEAL, you know, there's each armed forces that have different special ops, you know, special, you know, unique soldier in them. Like army may have a Green Beret, and then army also have a Army Ranger program. Because why I know a lot of those things, because I used to work for the Army, Air Force, and also Navy. So I have a lot of contact with different military branch, you know, the soldier, you know, the enlist, you know, or the officer, you know, they come in as an officer. So, but here, we'll talk about how did we able to become a soldier of Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. For Chinese, we do not like our children serve in the military. I don't know if it's true or not, okay? But a lot of times I wish I can send my kids to the military, you know, then they can do more disciplined life, okay? And I wish I could serve in the military, you know, that I can have more disciplined life myself. But here, you talk about Paul and Timothy and the relationship between those two. As usual, you know, we like to read other people's mail. And this is in the Bible. Talk about we read a lot of Paul's writing to churches. Also, right now, also to Timothy, his beloved son. So, talk about how in the Timothy chapter, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, and actually talk about how he encouraged Timothy. And if we know the relationship between Paul and Timothy, you know, Paul is just like a father to Timothy. And also Paul is also like a mentor to Timothy. Mentor. And when we look at the whole pictures, you know, the first Timothy, you know, and then a lot of encouraging words, you know, how he can do establish the elder in the church, you know, how he encouraged him not to be afraid because of his young age. Praise the Lord, we have a lot of young people over there. And then do not be afraid, you know, when you do God's word. And over there too. I mean, and just praise the Lord that, and why Paul talk about being become a soldier of Christ Jesus. No, if we remember, Paul was in prison. Most his later life. You know, he was in the jail, and also not only that, the Roman soldiers is also he had a chain. You know, a lot of times he chained with the Roman soldier together. So he knew about soldier. You know how the soldier works and how the military works. And but here it's talk about encourage Timothy. Hey, you need to be like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. He used a term, you know, good soldier of Christ Jesus. And here it's also talk about how we're able to, when we become a soldier of Christ Jesus, we need to what? Do what? If we're in a boot camp, we need to pass the test. I don't know. I guess we watch a movie, G.I. Joe or G.I. James, you know. Men and women, you know, can serve in the military. And then they need to do some push-up, chin-up, you know, running, all those kind of things in order to pass the boot camp. And then the boot camp is most physical challenge or mental challenge. And then if you work in the Navy SEAL, you know, you do 2 to 3 months, you know, those exercise, you know, in order to pass, you know. It's not that easy to pass as a Navy SEAL, you know. But Paul is talking about, hey, you need to be in God's army. So there's a difference between in God's army, you know, than the natural military. I don't know if you guys remember in the Western, not the Western, in the Europe, they have a crusader, okay? And they use the name of Christ, go out to conquer, okay, to fought the war, and then they always say, hey, either you believe or we're going to chop your head off, you know, something like that, okay? Similar to ISIS, you know, situation. And at that time, this is not the way to fight a war, fight a spiritual war. You know, this is not the way. But rather than, we have to know how do we able to serve God, you know, as a soldier of Christ Jesus, and able to go through all the training, you know, able to mentally, we have to think about how to be a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Here's talk about one thing must be dedicated, okay? We call to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We are enlisted as his soldier. We are dedicated to his cause. The flag that we wave is the flag of heaven. Those around us should have no question about our loyalty as a soldiers. Praise the Lord. That we have to have a dedication. And I also know that people serve in the armed force. You know, I remember always have that in mind. They say, once you enlist, once you're in the boot camp, once you know, get out of boot camp, no way you can get out. That's not true. That's not true. You know, because if you tell your officer, tell your commander, go for the medical evaluation, you know, that you're mental, not able to serve, you can get out. You know, or you don't have, you're not dedicated to serve, they will kick you out. Okay? And then, of course, the record can say, you know, different ways, you know, that they say good standing or no. Honor, discharge, or not only discharge, you know. So, the dedication. Now, for us, if we are in enlist serving in God's church, we become a soldier of Jesus Christ. And most of us want to become an officer. I don't know what's the difference between officer or enlist soldier. No, officer in the military, usually once you have a degree, you know, when you go into the military, they give you an officer ranking. Or if you're enlist in the soldier, you know, you go up, you know, get more education, you know, you could become an officer. But here, what's the difference between officer and soldier, you know, in the church? I think officer. And that we always feel that we could able to, our ability, you know, we can do more, you know. And then we are the head of the church instead of Jesus Christ is the head of the church. So we have to come to understanding that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the officer. We are just only a soldier, you know. And we have to have a dedication to serve in God's church. The second thing I want to touch on is durability. Paul told Timothy to endure hardness means we should not allow ourselves to become easily discouraged. It means that we are prepared for conflicts at all times of the day, in the wee hour of the morning or late in the night. It means that we should not be backed down from the threats of the enemy. It means that we will not allow the casualty around us to make us quit. A good soldier does not think about quitting. Praise the Lord. This is also our faith also, how we're able to endure hardship. Okay? It's always easy to be a Christian during the good time, you know. God bless us with all the money, you know, all the friends, you know. But instead, when we go through the hard time, when we are alone fighting the battle, okay, then we still need to keep the faith. And some people are not only easier discouraged rather than they grumble, you know. That's the thing that it's not just grumpy old man. When you're getting older, you grumble. You know, a lot of young people, they also grumble too. Okay? So we need to able to not easy discourage, rather than able to endure, not only endure in the wee hour, okay? At night, you know, you're always saying, hey, you know, have problem, call the pastor, call the elder, you know, they can solve the problem. But sometimes the people can call you. You are the one going to respond. You're going to endure the hardship, you know. Go to visit people. It's not really that hardship. But I do believe that that's going to be a time for you to able to serve, able to with the joy in our hearts. Here is also talk about the another area is the deliberate. Paul said no one can serve as a soldier, get entangled in the civilian affair as a good soldier. He's not distracted by all things going on in life. His forces represent Lord Jesus well in the conflicts and to make sure he wins. Distraction could result in being hit by a very dart of the wicked one. Distraction can make us a target of a spiritual assassin. Distraction could cause us to turn our back and become vulnerable to the satanic attack. Distraction. Each one of us is going to be different about distraction. Some of us, you know, easily distracted, you know, have an ADHD, you know. You guys know what ADHD, you know. Our attention is maybe medical issue, you know. There are a lot of time multitasker, you know. We can do multiple things, you know, but we are not able to focus, you know, and the distraction, you know, in God's kingdom, able to do God's affair. And praise the Lord, that we have to be focused. The Lord Jesus commands us, no, we have to be single. You know, the eye single, to him, that the other thing will, you know, will no longer a distraction. Do you remember one of the story? King David. When King David was anointed, when King David was chosen, do you remember that, before that it was Saul? King Saul. King Saul, a lot of us know, remember he is like a giant, you know, actually. Most likely just, you know, I used to have a co-worker. I have to look up to him, you know. And then I always identify myself as David because I'm short in stature, you know. But after getting older and older, I cannot no longer David, you know, because David was a fair-haired boy. You know? So praise the Lord that when King David, how distraction he was, if we remember that when he committed the sin with Bathsheba, he's supposed to go out with all the company to fight a war. Instead, he stayed home. Okay, he stayed home, and he no longer a soldier. At that time, he stayed home, and then after get up from bed, he went up to the roof, you know, look at different things, that kind of distraction, and then commit a sexual sin. So we have to focus. We have no longer distraction. You know, when we're serving in God's army, you know, we do not just take a lot of rest, you know, rather than wander our mind all over. So praise the Lord that it reminds us that distraction is also a spiritual warfare, and then are able to get the open ourselves for attacks, you know, the satanic attacks. There must be delightful. Our number of the one priority as a soldier is to please the law. God is the most pleasing with us. When we follow our order, we are delighted at our post. And then I talk about here, we fought to win, and then to stand fast at all times as a watchman and loyal to our cause. And all those things, you know, talk about able to endure, able to focus, and also able to know that what is our source of strength, what is our source of help, is delighted into the Lord. Praise God, you know. And then I always excited see the people when they are serving, when they're in the church, there's a joy, you know, over them, not just singing or dancing like that, no, but their life can be full of joys. And then the joy is not because they find a good job, find a good husband or good wife, you know, it helps. But it is not the most important thing. Is whatever inside of the spirit, you know, able to live for joy, you know. So praise the Lord. We must be delightful in the Lord and able to follow the order, loyalty. And I always amazing when you serve in the military, and then especially when you watch the ASO. You guys ever see the ASO before? No, because I used to work out at Andrews Air Force Base, you know. They call it Andrews. Right now they change the name, Joint Base. But at that time yearly, they have an air show, you know, all those playing, you know. And they do a formation. I don't know if you guys know anything about, you know, Blue Angel do the formation, you know, four or five playing, you know, go there. And they always say that, hey, if the lead plane going to crash, everybody follow. Okay. I mean, When I say pass, you know, that go into that the path. Everybody, you know, in the formation gonna follow. And praise the Lord that the same thing happened to us, you know. If God entrusts us a leader, okay, Jesus Christ a leader, and also entrust some of us to be a leader, we need to follow. And then we also have a delight for what was the calling, what's the task, what's the requirement. Here it's also talk about being a good soldier require effort. We must realize that we are not called to be part-time soldier. We do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but against the principality, against the power, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in the high places. Here, talk about the effort. We stay in the U.S. Okay, I just use the U.S. Military or the soldier as an example. Okay, some people here maybe related to PLA, you know, or China military. But for the U.S., a lot of times when they fight a war, I always amazed, you know, that they're doing air bombing, you know, use a drone, all those kind of things. They don't need to send people on ground in order to fight a war. Most of the time, you know, they bomb them, you know, afterward, you know, people surrender or that. I call it painless, even though we need to pay a lot of money for those bombs or for those drones, you know. But painless, because no casualty in the report looks so good, you know. But I do believe, you know, the effort in order to fight a battle, okay, the late stage of the war, they have to send the army, they have to send the soldier to fight a hand-to-hand combat, I call it, okay. And that is a effort. That is a requirement. And here, let's talk about don't want call to be a part-time soldiers. In the U.S. military, you can be a reserver. I worked with a lot of reserver at one time, and it was really good. At that time, you know, peace, no war. Every weekend, every, you know, couple months, you know, the weekend they go there to do the training, you know, to do the whatever, and then they get paid, you know. I would say maybe part time, you know, reserver. But when during the war comes, you know, they have to do the deployment. At that time, I can sense that there's a lot of tension going on. A lot of people say, "Hey, I make a mistake, sign up for those reserve, you know." When this time comes, you know, we have to take the responsibility. Same as the church here, church member, we can be a reserver, you know. We don't do a whole lot. We reap the benefits, you know. We have a nice facility, nice meal, you know. But when the time comes that requires to be do the involvement, I praise God that we need to come in to do the involvement, you know, to serve. So no part-time, no part-timer in the soldier of God, in the army of God. Here, okay. Here is also almost the ending of the Second Timothy, the book of Second Timothy, and talk about the his charge, Paul's charge to Timothy. Okay, and this also, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, for the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept my faith. Now there's in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the law, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all those who long for his appearance. This prayer, I don't know if you remember, a lot of times when you go to funeral, we use this scripture verses, you know, we use this prayer to say, hey, praise the Lord, you know, that brother and sister fought a good fight. Okay, that's a faith, you know, he kept the faith. It's no longer him only, for all those people, you know, keep the faith, you know, that God going to award to me on that day. Okay, and this is a prayer that we have to do, not just only praying, but we have to do it in our daily life, daily Christian walk, that we need to have to fight a good fight. Fight a good fight. It's not because there's a crown of glory for us, rather than this is a requirement to become a soldier of Christ Jesus. Just praise the Lord that Paul, throughout all his years in the ministry, you know, he set up Timothy as an elder in the church. You know, he asked him to lay hand to those people to establish the eldership, you know, the leadership in the church. Not only that, he also charged Timothy, you know, that hey, I was an example for you, you know, that you need to fight the battle. A lot of us don't want to. We are so nice, we don't want to fight the battle. Okay, use the term, because naturally fighting the battle, fighting the war can be really ugly. Okay, but here he's talking about the spiritual warfare. A spiritual warfare can be ugly also. I mean, honestly, when I say ugly, is how was Jesus ran through the cross? He was beaten. He was. His blood was dripping all over. Because of that, we were saved. We were cleansed by his blood. So the warfare for the church can be cool. I'm not talking about we get on each other, you know, that kind of cruelty. Rather than we have to go out. We have to go out to preach the gospel, you know, when people don't like us, when people say bad things about us. We have to keep doing it because we know our goal, we know our command, how to be a good soldier, how we're able to keep the faith of Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm sorry. This is the same one. Okay. So I encourage each one of us have to understand how to able to preach the law, how we're able to understand the calling as a soldier of Christ Jesus. And for each one of us, the battle is won by the law. And the Bible says, hey, he won the battle. For us, we need to be a follower of Jesus Christ. We need to able to endure, able to counting the cost. You know, because it's really clear. They say, hey, if you need to build a house, you have to figure out how much money you're going to build a house. If you go to serve the law, you have to count the cost. And how to serve the law, when no one will follow, no one will go, I will go. This is a cost to follow Jesus. And I also pray that for each one of us, you know, when we make the commitment, when we're able to want to serve, we can serve as an army of God together. And we can able to, as a church, we can have a vision. So, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus, it's today, this year, church film, and then it's not a catchphrase. A lot of times, you know, we we always say, you know, stick some scripture out there, you know, and then this is our church, the films. And I think we need to understand more of what is like a soldier of Christ Jesus. That we have to reliable, okay? We can depend on each other. When someone come to me or when I come to someone, we can depend on each other to do the work, to fight the battle. We need to endure all the hardships. Endure the hardship is, you know, nobody wants it. But also, coming out the, when we finish the mission, we're able to have the joy of the Lord. You know, that's two ways. You know, the end of the endure the hardship is we're able to receive the words called good and faithful servants. So I pray that we can able to understand more God's will and able to serve together as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. And praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Gracious Lord, we just want to give you thanks that in the morning we want to praise you and thank you for the opportunity that we can understand you more, know your task for us to serve you, just like in the military, you know, like a soldier of Christ Jesus. And thank you that you're able to entrust us all the work, able to understand more what's the requirement. How are we going to be faithful in you? How are we going to endure all things in pleasing to you? Lord, just thank you for the opportunity that we always say we are this soldier of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity for today that we can come to worship you in spirit and in truth. Just enlighten us, know that we're able to become a soldier of Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.